You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We are currently 12 days into a load shedding free environment. I know it feels like it's been a lot longer than that, but I think it's only been about 12 days without any stage of load shedding. And we got some interesting news from the Eskom family that there are three units at the Kusile Power Station that we can expect to be taken offline. Now, obviously, this would have some ramifications for our electricity supply. And I'm joined on the line by independent energy analyst Chris Yelland to take a look at this and try and understand what the impact will be. Good evening, Chris. Always lovely to speak to you. Let's start with the reasons and the rationale behind taking three units offline.
Well, you may remember that Kusile suffered something of a disaster in that on unit number one, there was a failure of the ducting to the chimney that takes the waste gas from the flue gas desulfurization plant to the chimney, and this failed. And as a result of this, it actually, because there are three units connected to the same chimney, three units were out of action for about a year. They have been restarted, but only on a temporary basis, pending the final arrangements and the final solutions to put them back into service on a permanent basis. So at the moment, they are operating, and I'm told that they're operating very well because the problematic flue gas desulfurization plant has been bypassed in the meantime. But they've only got temporary respite because they have to connect these flue gas desulfurization plants back into service to keep the pollution at desirable levels. And this means that in due course, towards the end of this year, each unit is going to have to be shut down one by one for about 2 months whilst they put in place the final arrangement. Obviously, they're going to do this in sequence. They're not going to shut down all three units simultaneously. But it is something that has to be very well coordinated because all of these three units are connected to the same chimney. So it's something that has to be done because currently they are exceeding the legal pollution allowances. And that's what the flue gas desulfurization plant is for. It's to reduce the pollution, sulfur dioxide pollution, and they have to be put back into service. So things are only operating on a temporary basis right now.
Mm. Chris, what's the impact of this going to be? So when you mentioned that they're not all three of them are going to be taken offline at the same time, but obviously as each one gets taken offline, we lose electricity supply or electricity availability on our side. What's going to be the impact in terms of megawatts?
Yeah. Look, when these things are running at full capacity, they're generating into the grid about 720 megawatts. That's about three quarters of one stage of load shedding. So you can say that as these units are taken out in sequence, we're going to lose about 720 megawatts. Now, look, it can be that these units are not operating at full load. They might only be generating 700 megawatts. But the bottom line is it's quite a significant amount, 700 megawatts. It's somewhat less than one stage of load shedding, but it adds pressure onto the grid. That's why they're doing it in sequence. They can't, if they were to do, all three units simultaneously, it might be quicker, but it might result in something like 3 times 700, which is 2,100 megawatts of power lost to the grid. Now, that would be two stages of load shedding, and one wouldn't want to do that whilst there is shortages in the land.
Mm. Chris, let's look at the fact that Kusile still has other units that are not fully online. I mean, we're talking about Correct. Three units that are going to be taken off, but Kusile is supposed to have six units when it's completely commissioned. Let's look at where we stand on the units that are currently offline.
Yeah. Okay, let's look at the units that are online at the moment, and then we can identify which are offline. Units 1, 2, and 3 were out for a year as a result of this problem, but are back online on a temporary basis. Unit number 4 has been online for some time. It's on a separate chimney, so units 4, 5, and 6 are connected to a second chimney, and that did not have any problems as a result of the unit 1 failure. And that's been operating. It's in commercial service. It's performing reasonably well, and the the actual plant has actually been operated by the original equipment manufacturer, who is operating it quite well. And that's a sign that to Eskimos people, I mean, the original equipment manufacturer is setting a kind of a benchmark for this unit and showing what can be done if things are done properly. Unit number 5 and 6 are not in commercial service yet. Unit number 5 has been synchronized to the grid. It's undergoing commissioning. Commissioning takes about 6 months. It was connected to the grid late last year. So we can expect it to be handed over for commercial service sometime in the middle of this year. Unit number 6 is still under construction. It's still got to be synchronized to the grid. It's still got to undergo a 6-month commissioning period. So we're talking about sometime, you know, towards late 2025.
Chris, Kusile has been in construction for more than 10 years. It has gone 80 billion rand over budget. How do we know that the maintenance that's set to take place now to deal with the flue gas desulfurization units will be done on time? And if it's not done on time, what risk does that pose to South Africans and to the electricity supply?
Yeah, just to put it absolutely clearly, these units started construction in 2008. They should have been completely finished. All 6 units at Kusile should have been finished in 2015. It's now 2024. So it is really an absolute disaster that this power plant has been running so over time. And as you've pointed out, it's about 2.5 times over budget. It has resulted in bringing Eskom as a utility to its knees, not just Kusile, but also Medupi. The lateness of Medupi and Kusile, the cost and time overruns have brought Eskom to its knees, and a lot of the Eskom debt is directly as a result of the overspending on Medupi and Kusile. Look, there are still 2 units that have got to be constructed and handed over and put into commercial service at Kusile. I think a lot of the learning curve, the lessons have been learned, and I'm optimistic that in due course this will ultimately be commissioned. It may not run at its design capability performance, but I think it'll run close to it. Important, though, is it has to be operated correctly. If it is not operated correctly, we can see further failures that we've seen on units 1, 2, and 3 at Kusile. The original equipment manufacturer is showing Eskom how it can and should be operated by operating unit 4 for Eskom and showing them that if you operate it properly, it can perform properly. So, yes, there's been a lot of learning curves. There have been design problems. There's been execution problems. They've had to rework some of these design problems. They have reworked them. They've learned. And so ultimately, I think these things could operate, but they have to be operated properly if you're going to get the right kind of reliability and service life out of them.
Chris, as we close off, I want to look at something that the international experts said. They put out a report around the state of the power generation and the situation in South Africa. And obviously, this came up around the flue gas desulfurization units and the need to reduce the amount of toxic emissions. Eskom has spent 600 million rand on these FGD units. Now, is this something that is specifically for Kusile and we don't expect to see it on the other power stations? Or is this something that's going to be a recurring problem going forward that we're going to have to say, okay, these desulfurization units need to be added to all of the other power plants that we have?
Yeah, it's a great and very important issue that you've raised. Look, right now, the only power station in the whole of the Eskom coal-fired fleet with flue gas desulfurization plant is Kusile Power Station, and it has been very problematic. It's the first units in the fleet that have had these plants fitted, and I think there's a big learning curve that Eskom has had to go through. I'm not sure why, actually, because flue gas desulfurization has been widely used for a long time and is standard practice all over the world. In fact, South Africa is way out of step with its international peers by not having flue gas desulfurization on the majority, in fact, all of the plant except for Kusile. This flue gas desulfurization plant, South Africa is committed, and Eskom is committed to install it, retrofit it on Medupi Power Station. It was a condition of a loan that was given by the World Bank to for Medupi Power Station that these should be retrofitted. Eskom hasn't yet gone out to tender for this plant, and it's likely to cost at Medupi in the region of 40 billion rand. 40 billion rand to retrofit the flue gas desulfurization plant. As far as all the other coal-fired power stations concerned, I don't think Eskom has any intention of fitting the flue gas desulfurization plant because it is simply too expensive. And many of Eskom's plants are just old and decrepit, and the feeling is that it's just not worth the investment. So I think Eskom is going to just let those plants run to end of life without having flue gas desulfurization on, which is extremely problematic because these plants already are exceeding the minimum emission standards, and they can only operate legally by getting an exemption from the law. And this exemption has been granted and re-granted and re-granted. And as I say, I don't think Eskom can afford it. And I don't think it will ever be fitted. I think they will be allowed to run to end of life without these plants fitted.
Oh, sadly, what I'm hearing Chris say is that Medupi is still going to cost us as South Africans a lot more money than we anticipate. But I suppose that might be a problem to worry about after election season. We'll leave it at that, Chris. Thanks as always for those insights. Chris Yelland, independent energy analyst, joining me to unpack the latest developments that Kusile would have three of its units come offline in the near future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM market update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.